So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the field, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's return to the field, and with the play-by-play, here's Scott Montesano.
Now we settle in for the second half. One of these teams will see their season come to an end. The other will continue on to next week and to level three of the playoffs. And then things start to get real, real. You can start to really dream about a state championship. Right now, Regis leads Luther by a score of 14-0. First time these schools have faced each other on the gridiron. Luther out of Onalaska, just outside of La Crosse. Regis out to the 14-0 lead. Luther will have the ball to begin the second half in just a moment. On a night here at Carson Park that is dry, but it is crisp. It is it's parka weather, people breaking out the winter coats on a day like this, but at least it is dry. Scott Montesano here, Derek off to my left. And again for Luther, a possession that we said it before, we'll say it again. I think they got a score on this one to begin this half. Because if they don't, and Regis is able to come down and score, make it a three-score game, game's likely over, and Regis would move on to level three for the umpteenth time in umpteen years.
Yeah, this is going to be a very, very big drive for Luther. If they are, and like you said, if they're unable to score now, Regis has a good chance to really salt this one away.
Regis in the black helmets, green tops, and the wedding white pants. Luther with the black helmets, white tops, and gold pants. See which side the teams begin. Across the way, a decent amount of people showed up for to support Luther in the portable stands that are on top of what is left field of the baseball stadium portion of Carson Park. Onalaska is about 90 minutes away. We were just down there last Saturday, Derek, to watch your sister's gymnastics at the YMCA.
Yes, indeed. We were down there, watched my sister. Had a little bit of a humbler.
Yeah, she struggled a little bit last week, but hey, still doing things that you and I can only dream of doing. Jack Schroeder will kick it away for Regis, as he'll send the ball from right to left here in a moment on your listening device. And of course, online, people can be tuned in as well. Heck, you can be tuned in tonight in Danbury, Connecticut, if they so wish, thanks to the internet. Either on Terrestrial Radio 93.5 or online at echometownradio.com. Ball's kicked away, taken at the 15-yard line by Jack Schemling. He'll work along the right side numbers, past the 25, past the 30, into the 32-yard line. And that's where Luther will start off. Yeah, we got those great listeners on Terrestrial Radio in town, 93.5. But online, they can be tuned in anywhere tonight. Oh, who knows where somebody can be tuned in. They marked the ball officially at the 31 of Luther, first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. Regis's defense has not pitched a shutout since they beat Fall Creek in September. The defense has been pushed around the last few weeks, but a strong first half. Carry up the middle will go for a short gain, Landon Bryant. The thing, Derek, too, that you know, you got to be good to be lucky, and lucky to be good. Regis benefited from a couple of big drops as well from that receiving core of Luther.
Yeah, they've benefited from those drops. They also had that big fumble. Luther did fumble that ball at about the 15-yard line.
Second and 8 from their own 33. Carry again by Bryant, trying to go through the left side of the line. Another short gain to his own 35. It'll be third down and 6. Luther trying to get that running game going, and they ran with a lot of success last week against Ladysmith. But Regis, a team that got run over by Fall Creek's Cullen Kramer a week ago, has been very strong on that running game defense today.
And that's one thing. Sometimes what kills you makes you stronger, and that could be a big And that could be what's showing here.
Jackson Kendall in the shotgun, takes a snap on 36, heaves it deep along the right side, looking for his man, just overthrew Gabe Shepherd at the Regis 30. Shepherd had a step on his defender, but the pass just out of his reach. Connor Whiteside was all over him like permanent marker being drawn on a jack-o'-lantern. And Luther will have to punt. They go three and out. And Regis will get the ball back, a chance for decent field position, and a chance to make it a three-score game.
And if you're Luther, that's not exactly how you wanted to start your start the second half, showing immediately what happened in the first half.
Schemmeling, a good, powerful boot taken by Figge at his 30-yard line, coming wide to the left side, tripped, however, and doesn't get anything. He's brought down at the 29-yard line. As he got his shoelaces undone there by Nathan Jordahl. Jordahl was down there, dove, and got a fingertip on the right shoe and brought him on down. Still, though, Regis will take over, officially at their own 28-yard line. And Regis a chance to make it a three-score game. They lead 14-0, 10:33 to play in the third quarter. Weisenberger under center, that power formation. Everett Tate through the middle. Brings it past the 30, out to the 34-yard line. Gain of six on the play. It'll be second and four.
And we're seeing time and time again, Reed is just getting on, getting runs of 5-6 yards, which are really good runs to be able to get consistently. And that's what Regis' offense has been built off of.
And Regis hasn't made those mistakes like Luther has been pressed into making. Tate trying to go wide to the right side. Turns the edge. He's near the first down marker as he hits the right sideline. Well, did he get the first down or not? He's slow to get up, by the way. He's on his back on the opposite sideline, the Luther sideline, and here comes the medical team. Not sure if he picked up the first down or not, but they've got to attend to him as he's banged up on the Luther sideline. So while they attend to Everett Tate, we'll step aside for 30 seconds as well from 93.5. Oh, nope, we'll keep it here. He pops back up, and he's going to hobble likely the length of the, well, the width of the field to his own sideline. That is the case. But you can tell he's favoring his lower body. Whether it's an ankle, whether it's something with the lower portion of the legs. But he's not favoring one side over the other. He's just sort of wobbling as he comes back. But it's clearly something with the lower part of his body. They did give him the first down, though. First and 10 for Regis at their own 38-yard line. Weisenberger. Carry up the middle. Over the 40, past the 45, and wrapped up at the 46-yard line as Tarbox with a big gainer there. 8 yards there for Tarbox, and it's second down and two. And Regis is controlling the game on the ground, which you see them do an awful lot in Cloverbell Conference action. And Luther has not been able to win that battle along the line, and Regis taking advantage of it. Second down and two from their own 47. This time Whiteside bullets his way up the middle, and Carter Whiteside's got the first down as he sprints over the 50 and to the 45 of Luther. First and 10 for Regis.
And yeah, Regis right now just, it, like you said, dominating the run game, which has been a recurring theme for them. They did kind of get bullied on defense by the run game last week by Colin Kramer of Fall Creek. So to be able to turn around and do it to Luther must feel good.
And Derek, as you pointed out before, Regis is so deep and who can run while Everett Tate, the big workhorse back, is banged up right now. They can go with so many other guys, including this guy here, Austin Ridout, takes the pitch, comes wide to the left side, turns upfield inside the 40 and to the 48, maybe 47-yard line. They're going to give him seven on the play, second down and three. And Ridout gets up hobbling a little bit, but Bryant Brenner's team is so deep that you just keep him bringing wave after wave of guys who can run. Second down. And short. And up the middle, this is going to go for a first down inside the 35 to the 34. A flag was thrown, and we're going to get a hold on Regis. So this will bring it back anyway.
Vandalube on the tackle.
That, by the way, was Haas on the carry, but
10 yards from the previous spot. Second down.
So that'll push them back, and Everett Tate, meanwhile, checks back into the ball game as he jogs out from the near side of the line. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Regis leads 14-0. They've been impressive running the ball today, and they have completely stymied a Luther offense that had scored 40-plus points in three straight games. Second down and 11 after the penalty, and Tarbox sashays his way through the middle along the hash marks. It'll bring it inside the 40 and to the 39-yard line, a gain of six. It'll be third down and, third down and four from the 39-yard line of Luther.
And the thing about Regis's running depth in this game is that there's just so many of them that Luther can't really focus on how to defend one player.
Coming wide to the left side, Austin Ridd out, gets near the sideline, can't turn the edge, however, and he'll be shoved out of bounds. Jack Schemmeling shoves him out of bounds. No gain on the play. It'll be fourth down and five. And a decision here for Brenner. Do you go for it, risk Luther stopping you and giving them good field position, or do you try to pin them back with a punt as the ball's at the 40-yard line? Well, it looks like they're going to go for it. Owen Weisenberger in the offense will go for it here. So Regis, this is a momentum swinging play right here, one way or the other. Weisenberger hands it off, trying to come wide to the left side. Was Harrison Haas, nowhere to go. An open field tackle by Landon Bryant. Landon Bryant was like a tack, putting a paper up against a cork board right there. He got to him and did not let him get free. And the Luther defense with a big hold. And Regis went for the kill shot right there. Tried to be aggressive. It didn't work, and now Luther gets the ball at their own 40. Down still 14 points with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And to be honest, that's going to be a risk play that teams will take if they want to try to bury an opponent.
Jackson Kendall, shotgun snap. Will hand it off up the middle, past the 45, out of the 47-yard line. As Elijah Podoracki on the carry. Podoracki, one of their top runners all season long, did have that big fumble in the first half, but has been so reliable all year. Haven't heard a lot of him tonight. Leads the team in rushing attempts coming into tonight. More than 700 yards on the year and 10 touchdowns. Second down and three from the 47, their own 47. Landon Bryant on the carry will zoom his way over the middle, has the first down past the 50 and the 49 of Regis. Harrison Haas among tacklers for Regis. First and 10 for Luther, again at the plus 49.
And this is Luther's chance to capitalize on Regis trying to go for the kill shot. If Luther goes on the big drive, which they've gotten to this point numerous times, to about between the 30 and 50-yard line, but that's where it tends to stall out.
Jackson Kendall in the shotgun. A little double handoff in the backfield, getting it to Schemmeling, trying to go over the left side. Tries to get over that tackle position and is able to worm his way to the 45 for a gain of four. They had a double handoff in the backfield, got it to Schemmeling. Boy, Schemmeling getting a bulk of the work here in the backfield along with Bryant, not Podoracki in this one. Second down and six from the 45 of Regis. Sometimes these coaches, they get deeper in the playoffs, they may say they're trying to be creative, but sometimes overthink it a bit. Low snap, scooped up by Kendall out of the shotgun. He'll run himself left sideline, and he's got the first down inside the 40. Got it to the 38, maybe 37. Gains eight on the play and a first down for Luther. That's the old case of the busted play ends up opening things up when the timing is all off on everybody. Sometimes via mistake, you end up having something delicious, like dropping cookie dough into frying oil and finding out, ooh, that tastes good.
Yeah, it's one, sometimes the what looks like a terrible mistake turns out to be one of the best things that could happen.
Schemmeling on the carry up the middle, gets spun around, falls down onto his rear end from behind, but has 5 yards on the carry. He went into the line, got spun around, backpedaled, and gained 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5 for Luther at the Regis 33. 4:50 and counting in the third quarter. Regis leads 14-0. Winner continues on. The loser, their season's over. They get ready for basketball, hockey, wrestling, or maybe a non-sport activity in the winter. There's no safety net. Win and continue. Survive and advance is the name of the game. Porteracki looks to run wide to the left side, got to the sideline, gets inside the 30 to the 29-yard line before he's escorted out of bounds. It'll be third down and 2.
And this is Regis's chance now to really try to do what they've done a lot today, and that's deaden a drive by Luther.
One thing Regis's defense has done a much better job at this week, they have not given up that big chunk play like they were giving up last week in the air and on the ground to Fall Creek. Kendall, shotgun snap, will give it off to Podoracki, looking to power his way up the middle. He's got the first down to the 25-yard line, a gain of 4, first and 10 for Luther. They've stayed on the ground on this possession, and it begun to wear down Regis a little bit. First and 10 for Luther. So Regis tried to go for it on a 4th and 5 at the Luther 40. They went for the kill shot, got denied, and Luther now putting together a drive to try to get on the board. Shotgun for Jackson Kendall. First and 10 from the plus 25. Kendall will keep it himself. Kind of a counter run by the quarterback himself. Not sure if it was designed that way, but he's got a big opening inside the 20 to the 22, I should say to the 18-yard line. Gained 7 on the play. He ran to his left, then countered it and ran back to the right where there was a hole in the line. I'm not sure that was designed that way, but it worked out.
Hey, good things come to the unexpected, and that right there was very unexpected.
I didn't think I'd like seeing Carol Burnett in a one-woman show about 15 years ago, but I was pleasantly surprised. 2nd and 3 from the plus 18 for Luther. Kendall. Again, gives it to Bryant this time. Off the left side, he shrugs off a tackle, stays on his feet, he's got the first down, bounces off another tackler inside the 10, down to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Luther Knights, and that erupts their sideline opposite of us as Landon Bryant races on in from 18 yards out, and the lead for Regis cut to 14-6. Landon Bryant will pick up his team-leading 14th touchdown of the year. He stiff-armed one defender as he ran off the left tackle, and then he stayed on his feet as he fought off a shoulder tackle at the 10-yard line and races in. Regis, no, they say he was down at the 1. Oh, first and goal for Luther, so he was not in. First and goal from the 1. They've got Bryant in the backfield. It's like a direct snap to him. They get the direct snap to Landon Bryant, and now he's in. So they said he was brought down at the 1, but it doesn't matter. Ball don't lie. They direct snap it to Landon Bryant right there, and now it's his 14th touchdown run of the year. It's 14-6 in favor of Regis, and what does Jeff Colme like to do? Their kicker, Aiden Livingston, is 24 of 29 on extra points. So that's a decent number at this level, but far from a guarantee. Do you go for 2? And you might as well, because you got, if you don't get it, you know, you got 2 cracks at going for 2 ultimately if you have to. The way you run the analytics in high school is different than you do at college, and especially the pros. So they will go for 2. Kendall shotgun flanked by 2 guys. Off to his right and left, takes a snap. Kendall tries to keep it himself. He's surrounded in the backfield and cannot get loose this time. Noah Labor is able to bite his ankles and bring him down back at the 10-yard line. So the 2-point conversion fails. But Luther's on the board. And with 3:05 to play in the third quarter, we got a ball game in this level two playoff matchup. Regis leads Luther 14-6. Regis ball late in the third quarter when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strength.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strength.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be your strength.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Be your strength.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Luther kicks it away as Livingston end over end kick. Figgy comes up to take it at his 15-yard line, running right up the middle, past the 30, out of the 35, tries to get to the outside. He's wrapped up in his own 45. Boy, he nearly was able to squirt all the way free. That might have been a touchdown-saving tackle by Zach Lumen of Luther, because if Figgy gets around him, he may have been gone along the right side. But still a great return by Alex Figge, and Regis will take over at their own 46. 2:57 to go in the third quarter. Regis leads Luther 14-6. As Luther just scored for the first time today, Regis now trying to answer back and build the lead back up. Owen Weisenberger under center, that power formation. Carry up the middle, we'll get to the 50 and in the plus territory. To the 49.
Braxton Tarbox on the carry.
Tarbox on the carry right there. A gain of
Landon Bryant with a
tackle. Ooh, five on the play. Second down and five for Regis.
Yeah, and going back to that return from Alex Figge, that was 31 yards from his own 15 to the 41, and that set up Regis now into plus territory at the 49.
Second and five from the plus 49. Ridd out coming wide to the left side. No blockers, however, and he is pulverized for a loss of maybe a yard on the play. Brought down by Jack Schemmeling. And also looked like Sam Hackbarth in on the tackle as well. Loss of a yard, and it's going to be a third down and six, third and six from the 50. And if Regis doesn't pick this one up, more than likely they will punt it away this time. Weisenberger with that power formation. The pitch to Ridout. Up the middle, gets to the 45, leans ahead. Need to get to the 44. It's going to depend on the spot, and he's going to be just short. Looks like he's going to be just short. It'll be fourth down and the length of a baby's toenail. Now, Regis has dominated the line of scrimmage for most of the game. They will go for it here. And again, a momentum moving play. They don't pick up this fourth down and a foot. Luther's got great field position. Weisenberger, handoff. They got the first down a couple of yards up the middle. Needed a foot. They got 2 yards on it. First and 10 for Regis. That's how big that carry before that was that set that one up. We'll hit the final minute of the third quarter. Regis on top 14-6 in this game, trying to answer back after Luther bully balled them a little on the last possession. First and 10 from the plus 42 for Regis. Hand off. Oh, gave it to Tarbox, and Tarbox is brick-walled after a gain of a couple of yards. Ran ahead and took a, went face mask to face mask with Hackbarth of Luther, and they could hear that crunch all the way back at the Oakwood Mall a couple miles away. Second down and eight for Regis, 30 seconds left in the quarter. They'll come up to the ball, likely the last play of the third quarter unless a clock stoppage occurs. Whiteside angles through the middle. He's got yardage to the 45, wrapped up and pulled down by Caden Van Loon. It'll set up a third down and three, and that's how the third quarter will end. So we have played three quarters of football, and this will end up becoming a fourth quarter game in this postseason matchup. Regis leads Luther 14-6. Fourth quarter next here on 93.5. And from Eau Claire, hometown media.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
New York Strand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
New York Strand.
The metal roof is backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
New York Strand.
237-2678.
Well, here we go with the fourth quarter. Regis leads Luther by a score of 14-6. Winner will take on the winner of the Mondovi-Grantsburg game going on as we speak in the round three, which will be next Friday night. If Regis wins this game, we'll have that game next week. Third down and three for Regis coming up at the Luther 35. But before Regis snaps the ball, a false start. So that'll become a third and eight for Regis at the Luther 40-yard line. Regis moving from left to right across your listening device, trying to build on a one-score lead entering this fourth quarter. Regis trying to get to the level three round of the playoff like they've done many, many years before, but for the first time at the Division VI level in about 15 years. Luther has never advanced past the second round. Third down and 9-4 Regis. Weisenberger out of the shotgun. He'll throw it deep with him. He's got a man wide open. Catch made. It's at the 15. Spinning off a tackle or an inside the 10. Down to the 8-yard line. What a reception there. Didn't quite catch who caught that for Regis.
It was Sawyer Webster on the reception.
Oh, Sawyer Webster got the reception, just his sixth reception of the year. And it'll be first and 10 for Regis. Actually, first and goal for Regis at the 9-yard line. Weisenberger has not been called upon much the past tonight. Hits a big one right there over the middle. First and goal from officially the 8-yard line. Weisenberger gives it to Tarbox, and Tarbox tripped up at the line, spins forward, and gets to the 6-yard line. It'll be second and goal from the 6.
And yeah, that right there was just absolutely, it was just an absolutely huge reception there by Sawyer Webster, able to come down with the football, which is something that Luther has struggled with that Regis has shown they can do themselves.
Second and goal to go from the 6-yard line of Luther. Regis trying to punch it in down to the right. On the toss, Whiteside tried to work his way into the middle, and that got gobbled up. A short gain to the 5. It'll be third down and goal to go from the 5. If they don't pick it up here, this is well within Jack Schroeder's range to kick, and he's 2 for 2 this year. If they don't pick it up here, especially if you don't get any yardage, kick the field goal and you still make it a 2-possession game. But we'll see. Third and goal to go from the 5. On the toss, wide to the right side. Is there an angle? No, there's not. Trying to race around the edge was Harrison Haas, but he couldn't quite get the edge. No gain. It's fourth down and goal to go from the 5. And you'd think they would just boot this here. And yep, here comes Jack Schroeder on the kick, and he's 2 for 2. This will basically be like an extra point. It's going to be 20 yards from the right hash. So he's got to pull it a little bit as a right-footed kicker, trying to make it a two-score game. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So Schroeder is 3 of 3 on field goals this year. And that's an important one right there, as it makes it a two-score game. 9:37 left in the fourth quarter. It's 17-6 Regis. Luther ball when we come back on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into some signature spicy papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy french fries and an ice-cold mug of A&W root beer made fresh on site with real cane sugar and a proprietary blend of herbs, bark, spices, and berries. This frosty mug deserves a celebration all of its own. Dip into A&W and try them today. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
This Regis defense, which has looked vulnerable the last maybe month of the season, has a chance to seal this victory on this upcoming possession. Regis leads 17-6, 9:37 left in regulation, and about to send the ball back to Luther. Jack Schroeder, who just kicked that 20-yard field goal, will swing the right leg. Ball sent down to our right. It's a ground ball kick scooped up by an up man at his own 35. Gets to the 40-yard line and leans ahead to maybe his 42. So Regis does that a lot. We noticed it last week. Just they'll take the ground ball kick and take their chances with an up man. But Luther will get good field position. They move the ball on that last possession. This is a offense for Luther that has missed some chances in this game. And the thing is, when you get chances against this Regis defense, you're not going to get a lot of them. The couple they've had, they haven't taken advantage of. And well, let's see what happens here. First and 10 for Luther at their own 42. Kendall in the shotgun. Will hand it off. Bursting through the middle was Shembley, but not much happening there. There looked like an opening for a moment, but it's sort of like changing lanes in a crowded highway. Just when you think one lane's moving fast than the one you're in, you find out that one's just as backed up. A gain of just a yard. Kendall, by the way, has been undone by his receiving core in this game. He'd have a very good game if his receivers could have caught some passes in the first half. Second and 9. Wide to the left side is Shembley, but Shembley nowhere to go. He kept trying to run wide to the left, but good pursuit by the Regis Ramblers, and he's brought down after a short gain. Noah Labor in on the tackle for Regis, and he's been playing banged up. Remember, he got hurt in that first half, and he'll come off again here as he got banged up after that tackle. Third down and 7 for Luther at their own 45. Kendall the pass this time. Has protection. Heaves deep right side. It's a wobbler of a pass. Coming back for it and making the catch is Schemmeling at the Regis 35, and he's brought down there. So Kendall threw a dying quail of a throw there. Schemmeling came back for it and makes the catch on that heave at the Regis 35. First and 10 for Luther.
Yeah, that's one where that's just a good play by Schemmeling, able to come back and get that pass. And he was covered very tightly, didn't get the player on it, but that was a very good catch.
Double reverse in the backfield for Luther, trying to work his way free of Schemmeling, but he's got three guys around him and eventually is brought down. Oh, bunch of Regis guys were all over him like they found out that he was giving away full-size candy bars during trick-or-treating. A loss on the play of maybe 3 or 4 on that one. It'll be second down and long for Luther. 7.5 to go in the ball game. 17-6, Regis leads by 2 scores. Kendall shotgun calls for the ball. 3-step drop, good protection. Throws a bullet over the middle. He's got a man. Oh, it's off the left hand of Schemmeling inside the 20. Again, open. Schemmeling was there. Couldn't pull it down. And, Kendall's a guy who's thrown for over 1,300 yards. You get a sense that his receivers have not struggled throughout the course of the season like they have today. A lot of balls that have not been brought in that have been very catchable at this level. Third down and 13 for Luther. Regis showing blitz. Kendall under heavy pressure, and he's going to be devoured back at the 50-yard line. Regis set the house. Kendall had no opportunity to think. The Regis Ramblers, you know what they did? They kept pressing the skip add button on that YouTube video. They weren't going to waste any time. It's fourth down and an Uber ride to go. And if you're Jeff Colmey and Luther, time is not on your side. With under 7 minutes to go, you got fourth down and 24, and they're going to go for it. Looks like they'll go for it here. Just a heave and a prayer coming up for Luther. They got to get a first down inside the 25. Looking to pass. Steps up, under pressure, wrapped up at his own 45 is Kendall. Another sack for Regis. The Regis defense holds. And with 6:31 left to go, Regis can really milk down that clock.
That is just great defense from Regis. Able to, they sent the house on the third down. On the third down play, forced them all the way back to the 50, making what could have been a fourth down and 13 turn into a fourth and 24, and nothing but a heave and a prayer was possible, and Regis saw it and were able to get into the backfield.
This is a classic Regis game. If we might get out of here before 9 o'clock. Well, Regis is going to bring on the backup quarterback, Joey Bramer, and a handoff here will go up the middle for a couple of yards. It was first and 10 from the plus 45. And handoff will go up the middle for 3 yards, and now Luther's going to use their first timeout with 6:25 left to go in the fourth quarter. 17-6 Regis. We'll have more of this playoff game right after this. From Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Second down and 6 for Regis at the 41-yard line of Luther. Regis beginning to bring on the second squad here. You can tell the first team guys are a little banged up. They've been playing through it. Now the second team guys are coming in as a carry up the middle by Austin Ridout. Will go for about 3 yards. It'll set up a third down and 3 for Regis. At the plus 38 as Regis leads 17-6, 6:20 left to go in regulation. And a timeout again taken by Luther. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano here as well. Team that wins this game will take on the winner of the Mondovi-Grantsburg game that's going on right now. And Derek, what's the score?
Well, that game is staring down a 14-14 game with 6:02 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, if Regis holds on and wins this game, they will take on the winner of that game here at Carson Park next Friday night. And we'll have that game, of course, as well. 6:45 broadcast time next Friday. Regis against either Mondovi or Grantsburg if this score holds. All right, Joey Bramer taking over for Weisenberg, who did play tonight even though he missed the fourth quarter last week with injury, but good to see him playing. And now with Regis up by a couple of scores in the fourth quarter, bringing Bramer in right now. A toss coming wide to the right side. No chance for Figgy, as Figgy's going to be dropped for a loss of a yard. Ah, Figgy putting right there. A loss for a yard. It'll be fourth down and 5 for Regis. And Luther again is going to burn their last timeout with 6:13 left. And we'll see what Bryant Brenner elects to do. I know he's gone for it in a similar situation to this back in the third quarter, fourth down and, well, 5. Didn't get it. And remember, Luther turned around and scored. I think different situation. Clock's on your side. You're up by 2 scores. I'd boot this ball away if I'm Regis and make it even, you know, make it a longer field for Luther to have to try to score. And Luther has to score quick, by the way. They're without any timeouts.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing here. 0 timeouts for Luther. This would be a great chance to just punt the ball away and make Luther have to work for it.
And that's what Regis will do, as Leanham will come on to punt. Now, of course, you have to worry about a block or, like last week, a big return. but lead him on to punt away. Stands on his side of the 50-yard line, and he'll put the right foot into this one. A high, spirally punt. Fair catch call for by Bryant at the 10. He bobbled the ball, but still falls on it inside the 10 at his own 9-yard line. The officials were a little too quick blowing that whistle. He never really secured that ball. You have to actually catch that ball for it to be a fair catch, but he got it anyway at his 9. And well, here's Luther without any timeouts and 6:06 left to go. Not only do they have to score, but they've got to score with a little bit of sugar in their step. The Regis defense, which has shown vulnerability the last few weeks, has been strong here. Now, there's another storyline developing. We'll mention in a moment as I look down on the sideline below us, on the Regis sideline. Looking to pass Kendall. Eludes traffic in the backfield, fires over the middle. Catch is made by Schemling out to the 25-yard line and has a first down at the 26. But as you look down to the Regis sideline, there is Everett Tate with a ice bag on his left ankle, and he's on crutches. So we'll see if he's good to go next week if Regis advances. Jackson Kendall in the shotgun. Three-step drop. Fires deep over the middle. Incomplete. He was going for Shepard on the coverage. Was Noah Labor. As Noah Labor again was all over him like Derek on one of his stuffed teddy bears. And it'll be second and 10 from their own 26.
Yeah, and the thing with Everett Tate, though, you're hoping it's just what happened to Owen Weisenberger last week, and he'll be ready to go for the level 3 game if they hold on, which is looking more and more likely that they will.
Second and 10 from the plus 20, from their own 26. Kendall the pass. Flushed out. Zigzagging in the backfield, looking for room. He's inside his own 10 and is devoured by two Regis Ramblers. Could not get loose that time. Harrison Haas picks up the sack, his second sack of the season. And it'll be third down and a lift ride to go for Luther with 5:15 left in this one. The Regis defense, I don't want to say struggled, but had been pushed around a little bit by some good offenses the last few weeks. And you figure today, Luther would be able to put some points on the board, but the Regis defense has been strong. Kendall the pass. Throws to the right side of the line. Catch made out of the 20 and brought down at the 24. Still shy of the original line of scrimmage for Gabe Shepard and Luther. It'll set up a fourth down and 12 for Luther. And this is the ball game, one of many times we might say that if they were to get the first down. Fourth down and 12 for Luther inside their own 25-yard line.
Yeah, Regis could really put this one away if they get this stop right on this fourth and 11.
Jackson Kendall, he's got four wideouts, two to each side. Knee-high snap. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to try to run it himself. Eludes a tackle in the backfield. Comes to the left side but has nowhere to go. Great pursuit by Regis. He gets past the 30-yard line. Brought down the 32. Well shy of the first down. And the Regis defense holds. They'll take over on down with 4:28 to go. And Regis, with really a first down or two, could milk out the remaining time on the clock as Luther does not have any timeouts left. And Regis, barring something catastrophic occurring, is going to advance to the level 3 round of the postseason.
Yep, and it's looking like we'll be back again next week for some more Regis football, barring any miracle comeback from the Luther Knights now.
Joey Bramer under center. Gives it this time to Tarbox, spins off a tackle in the backfield, rolls his way off the left side of the line, and has maybe a gain of a yard on that one. Hey, good job. He weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. He got spun in the backfield, stayed on his feet, and turned what looked like it was going to be a sure loss into at least a no gain. After the game, we'll let you know who's won that Mondovi-Grantsburg game. Grantsburg looks like they've taken a lead late in that one, though. Regis will host either Mondovi or Grantsburg next week. 7 o'clock, we'll have our coverage start at 6:45. Here at 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Austin right
out, nowhere to go through the left side of the line. It'll be third down and 10 for Regis. Regis in no hurry as that clock will bleed to close to 3 minutes left to go in this one. A classic Regis game. Again, even factoring in the postgame show, we might be off the air 9 o'clock or a little bit after. Where was this last week when Derek and I were hustling to get out of here to catch the Yankees in the World Series? Of course, we hustled home just to watch the Yankees lose in a walk-off grand slam. Talk about a kick to the plums. Tarbox on the carry on third and 10, and he again is bottled up. Gained a couple of yards. It'll be fourth down, and we'll call it 8 at the 30-yard line of Luther, and Regis will keep the offense out there. If they were to get the first down here, they could kneel out the clock. If they don't get the first down, Luther would still have a sniffer's chance at pulling this one out. Bramer in the shotgun. Got a first down and they could kneel the clock out. Fourth down and 8 from the 30-yard line. And before he takes that timeout, it's going to be burned by Regis. So Regis will call a timeout. We'll take one with him. Regis a chance to salt the game away with a first down when we come back on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
All right, fourth down and 8 for Regis. 2:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Regis leads 17-6 over Luther. And again, with a first down here, they could kneel the clock out as Luther does not have any timeouts remaining. Bramer takes the low snap, picks it off of the turf, throws deep, far side, looking for the end zone. Leaping interception, though, is made at the goal line, and that'll be a touchback for Luther. A leaping interception made by Jackson Kendall, the quarterback DB combo for Luther. So Luther's defense holds. They'll take over at their own 20, down 11, but no timeouts and just 2:10 left to play.
Yeah, that will most likely do it here. Luther can try to go for it all there, but it's going to be very, very difficult to do so.
While Luther missed chances and their wide receivers dropped passes and all of that, don't undersell what the Regis defense did in this one. And you know, no matter what they may give up here in the last 2 minutes, it's just for statistical purposes. Regis' defense held back this potent Luther offense, and Regis is going to win. Regis was in control of this game really from start to finish. Kendall throws deep to the right side, but overthrows his man out of bounds into the sideline. Now, Regis, if this score holds here, will only win 17-6, but they were in firm control of this game right from the get-go. And once you get to the playoffs, you're going to have some games that might be a big score deficit, but more times than not, you know, the games are going to be tighter because, especially after the first round, these teams are all tested and have earned their way. Kendall rolls out to the right side. Heaves one deep near midfield. Incomplete. Shepherd was there at the Regis 40-yard line. Leapt up and went through his hands. Noah Labor was there on coverage. But that's another. Now, that would not have been an easy catch, but that's one that's been the difference in this game. Now, Jackson Kendall's looked good at quarterback, his mobility and how he throws the ball. But his only two real completions today, one was off a deflection when one of his receivers missed it, a wide open pass, but it bounced into one of his teammates. And another was like the one bad pass he had, a wobbler that was caught. But He's been let down by his wide receiving core in this one. Kendall rolling to the right side. Flings it over the middle to Schemmling. Schemmling will worm his way past the 30. He's got the first down to his own 33-yard line. Clock will stop momentarily. 1:46 and counting in this ball game.
And, yep, this one will most likely be salted away here unless Luther can find a way.
Low snap. Kendall picks it off the turf, rolls to the right. Now moves back to his left, throws over the middle. It's going to be knocked around, tipped up in the air, and it is caught at the Regis 45-yard line. That ball pinballed off a couple of Regis players, a couple of Luther players, and was scooped up by Max Holzkamp of Luther at the 45 of Regis. Play stops momentarily while Austin Ridout is slow to get up, and now Ridout's going to hobble to the near side. This is one thing to keep in mind going in the next week. You know, Regis is banged up. A lot of their guys, you can tell, are banged up with lower body ailments. And we saw Weisenberger last week not able to play the fourth quarter. We've mentioned Everett Tate didn't play much today to begin with, and he's on the sideline with ice on his left ankle. Ridout and Labor have been banged up. So that's something to keep in mind next week is Regis's depth is strong, but they keep being chipped away. Well, Luther will have first and 10 at the Regis 45, 1:20 left to go in the ball game. Regis leads 17-6. No timeouts left for Luther. Empty backfield. Kendall out of the shotgun. Throws over the middle. Dropped. Had a guy on a crossing pattern, and it was dropped by Landon Bryant. It'll be second down and 10.
And that's continued to be a recurring theme for Luther, just dropped by the receiving corps. And I feel like they really owe the quarterback something today. They really owe Jackson Kendall something big.
Well, whenever they stop at a convenience store on their ride home today, he better not have to pay for anything. Shotgun for Kendall again. Kendall steps in the pocket, heaves deep, looking for the goal line. It's going to be overthrown. Oh, flag, though. Landon Bryant was running side by side with a Regis Ramborn, and it looks like they're going to ding Braxton Tarbox on a pass interference. So they're going to get Braxton Tarbox on the pass interference. Now, if Luther were able to score, you know, they would, you know, they're down by 11. They could score and get the onside kick. Now, by the way, that's not a spot foul in high school. It's just 15 yards, but it does move Luther to the 30-yard line of Regis. If you had a kicker and Aiden Livingston 0-for-3 this year on kicks, you'd wonder, hey, do you just get yourself in the field goal position and take the field goal and make it an 8-point game? That's not an option, though, at this level. Kendall fires on the middle, catch inside the 15 and down to the 12-yard line. Reception to Holzkamp. First and 10 for Luther. At the 12 of Regis, 55 seconds and counting. Tick, 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 tick. They're set up now. Kendall the snap, looking towards the end zone. Flushed out, rolls to the right, now flings. Far side, catch made, touchdown. Got it into the hands of Schemmling at the goal line. Right pile on, made the catch, and he's in. So Schemmling the reception. Jackson Kendall, his 18th touchdown pass of the year. Schemmling, the reception, his 7th touchdown reception. It makes it 17-12. So obviously they'll go for two here, though the field goal, again, not really as much of a weapon as it would be at college or the pros, but they'd still rather be down 3 than down 5. Heading into an onside kick coming up in a moment. Kendall out of the shotgun, looking to his right. Throws towards the end zone. It's caught and in for the two-point conversion, Landon Bryant. There was a flag thrown as he was catching it, likely a pass interference on Regis. That'll be declined. So it's a two-point conversion for Luther. 41 seconds left. 17-14. Regis leads by three, and it's plum rattling time, Derek, because it's an onside kick coming up here. If Luther gets the, if they recover the onside kick, hold on, you know, hold on to your butts. If Regis, though, can make sure that Luther does not get this onside kick, then Regis will head into the third round of the playoffs.
Yep, so it all comes down to this right now. This is really what the game is. If, like you said, if Luther gets this, they've still got a chance. If Regis gets this, they can just kneel out the clock and end the ball game.
Regis does have two timeouts left, so after they see how Luther sets up this onside kick, they could burn a timeout. 41 seconds to play. Regis leads 17-14. Everybody lined up. The ball will be on the 40 of Luther. The kick's got to go 10 yards. And it looks like they've got Peter Solblick doing the onside kick. He's going to try to kick it to his right, it looks like. Here comes the onside kick. It's a wobbling kick. It bounces. It's going to be recovered by Regis. Right at the 50-yard line, smothered by Owen Mertens, the sophomore for the Regis Ramblers. And all Regis has to do is take one genuflect, and they will get out of here with the win. Well, they might need two. 40 seconds left, but more than likely this will be the last play of the game. And Regis will hold on. They will advance to level three of the playoffs, where they will more than likely be facing Grantsburg. We'll give you the final score of that Grantsburg-Mondovi game on the post game coming up in just a moment. But Regis will come up to the ball. They will genuflect down. That's Joey Bramer who does it. And the final 35 seconds of this game will tick away. Will they have to run another play? Bryant Brenner vacates his sideline. He's telling his guys, don't quite leave yet. They're looking at the officials. 20 seconds left, and everybody begins to now relax the muscles, and the teams will start to pour out from their sidelines as the last 10 seconds will tick down. And the Regis Ramblers will win this one over the Luther Knights by a final score of 17-14. Regis, in all honesty, even going into that onside kick, it was never really in doubt. Especially once Regis made it a 14-0 game. Regis in control of this one tonight. They were the more physical team. Luther could not make any plays. And Regis, maybe more importantly, Regis didn't make mistakes. Luther made a lot of mistakes and missed opportunities. Regis did not have those missed opportunities and those mistakes. And that's why Regis advances on.
Yeah, that's just one thing that was able to get Regis this win. And it wasn't even just that onside kick. This entire game, the defense shut him out in the first half, and overall, just a great game from Regis, allowing them to advance to level three.
All right, so Regis wins this one, 17-14 over the Luther Knights. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap this game. Some highlights for you, plus Derek will give you a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. This is high school football action from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's post-game show featuring a recap of the game and replay of some of the game's top highlights coming up next.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer. With the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
It's time for tonight's postgame.